Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Four-man war to stop Leo.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you want to, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this. You know what, man? This is the longest day of the year.
Today or
folks
yesterday?
Need to, no, today.
Today?
21st day of June.
Okay.
Longest day of the year. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all in Union City.
All right.
And happy longest day of the year. It's officially summer. That's what the 21st is.
Okay.
20th is what it was, and, you know, and Juneteenth and all that, but today has its own designation. The longest day of sunlight in the Western Hemisphere.
Usually.
Well, I mean, unless you got some clouds happening. It's just you can't do nothing about the Earth. It is where it is. It's positioned where it is today, and this is what we got. It's the shortest day of the year, I would imagine, in Sydney, Australia.
You think?
Well, they're the opposite of us, right?
You make a phone call down there.
No, man, every day. I was there that day of school. I missed a bunch of them, but the day of school, when they talked about winter is here and summer is there and spring. So, yeah, it is. It's the same reason we got, you know, the Australian Open in January. While we're sitting here trying to shovel our way out of driveways and turn
they're down there, down there melting.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Which is our turn to melt. This coming week is going to be.
Oh, please. Yes.
Man, get ready.
So we were on Juneteenth, we were on Thursday talking about the possible rain that was coming. The last couple of weeks we've been talking about the rain. Luckily, I haven't had any in the basement. I did a little stuff there. Shout out to my neighbor, Ron.
Okay.
I got great neighbors. I don't know about you. That's a dying existence.
It truly is.
It, man.
If you have them, you really treasure them. You really should.
Man, I try to be the best neighbor because I never know when I'm going to need somebody's water hose. You know, that's the reason why. You got to use somebody's shovel. You got to use somebody's this. And if you mean it, what's the point?
Yeah.
So, no, I'm a good neighbor. I like that.
We came crashing back to Earth.
And you were referring to?
The Braves.
Yes, yes. But it was a nice, listen, you get a new face.
You want to pitch him, you know.
And he looked pretty good after his first, but he got tagged. And how he bounces back. But the cool thing was, did you watch the first inning when he pitched?
Yep.
Did you see who caught the first foul ball? His father.
Oh, man.
His cousin got the next one who was sitting right next to his father. They got two foul balls. The first time they've been to a game ever, and they catch foul balls.
How cool is that?
Man.
You know.
Let's take a survey. How many people here, Noel? Show of hands, how many people have gotten a foul ball at a game?
I got one.
Buying one. You caught
no,
one?
No, man. Oh, no. One landed over by me, and it took a bounce, and I caught
it. And you got it?
Yep.
Braves?
Yep. No, it wasn't Braves. It was another game, but not at a Braves game.
Fozzie Guillen.
Really?
At a Braves for the Cubs.
Okay.
And I went out there, and I got tickets from a guy who worked with the Braves at the time being. So I was directly behind, but like the two levels up, but behind home plate.
Okay,
one level.
Okay.
And he just filed one straight back.
I remember those seasons way up there.
Yeah, and he just filed one straight back.
And the reason I remember those seats up that way because there was a camera well up there. There's a camera. That's a place for camera. You just remember where all the camera hookups are in the stadium. And so you know that one straight behind home plate up high. I didn't want to be up there and say, okay, you need to stand up there and do a live shot. Put that over your shoulder. that, but you kind of remember where the camera wells are, the hookups. There was one straight up in that, over that. Yeah, it's way up there.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. Stuck right there in the hand.
Nice.
It's June 21st. Mm-hmm. We have an interesting show. Obviously, we think so, but it's going to be interesting. We have an array of people. We haven't spoken with the sports rev in a minute.
Yeah.
He will be joining us, talking about all manner of things.
He got something big that's happening. Of course, he's down in Augusta talking about Gabriel mm-hmm. Stovall. He's in Augusta with WJBF-TV these days. And they had a special visitor in Augusta yesterday. Tiger Woods was in town, not to play golf, but to do something that will probably have a lasting imprint for him on the city. Now, he's already got a lasting imprint on the golf course.
Because they
rearranged that joint, right?
Tiger-proof.
Right. But to have a lasting imprint on the city, there's a 9-hole course that he is going to develop in conjunction with Augusta National Golf Club, and he was there yesterday for that.
He just keeps printing money.
You know?
Well, with, I don't know with that indoor place of him money. And him and well, he's, no, you know, he's consulting. He ain't getting on a plane and coming to Atlanta without some kind of money either falling into his pocket or one of his charities.
Why would he need that for this, though?
I said for one of his charities.
I don't know if he needs it for this. But anyway, he's in Augusta for this because in addition to the golf layout, the 9-hole layout, there's also going to be a foundation for STEM study, so for the young people. So it's something that's going to impact young people in conjunction with education and golf.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to get Gabriel to tell us about that. And while we're talking about education and sports, we're going to talk a little bit about the transfer rule that just came out from Georgia High School Association.
He's got some
thoughts on that, too.
Oh, just thoughts on it. He can explain the whole thing because it's still – to me, there's some things that make me, you know, the pebbles in my head shake.
Yeah.
You know, because when are you going to work this out? When are you going to work that out? You got to do some things being handcuffed to the calendar, the educational calendar year. So there's certain things you can and can't do, even when changes want to be made. We talked about this last year during the playoffs that, you know, you had guys going back and forth and all that. And that was an issue. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to Sports Rev about that. Howard Goff, head coach.
Sam Perrier is going to – we'll talk with him because they're doing something special next weekend here in town. He's lived here in Atlanta for some time, and their golf program made some news several years ago when Steph Curry became a big supporter of theirs and granted them to grow their program, both men's and women's programs. They both are coming off conference championships. He's going to join us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour to talk about their event coming up next weekend here in town.
All right. Myles Garrett will be mm-hmm. joining us. The only actors doing local sports here in town.
Are you sure?
Sports. I ain't seen nobody else out there. In
they ain't called Maria Martin to have a role yet.
I don't know.
See, that's you just said he's the only one, and I asked you about Maria, so you don't know.
You can just bring up anybody and just say, I don't know about them either. I know he's doing it.
Yeah, but there may be some others. We can ask him.
All right.
When he comes on.
Well, he wouldn't know if Maria's doing it or
no,
not.
He wouldn't know if there are any other people that do sports that are doing it.
I don't know, but we'll see. But I'm stay with my statement. Miles is going to join us. He's going to talk.
He's going to do that,
man. He's going to talk Braves and little Falcons, yep. Find out what's going on there. And then also,
yep.
Caleb Johnson.
Okay.
Caleb will let us know why we have a Game 7. Because a lot of us don't understand that.
Man.
Pick 5 and pick 6, and Oklahoma City's looking how they look, and Indiana's looking how they look. And everybody sort of throwing their hands up in
the air. We thought a certain person from Indiana wasn't going to show up, and he showed up and played.
He showed up.
Now we got a Game 7 coming up, and we'll see. And, you know, and we traditionally tune in for Game 7s and whatever is happening, be it baseball, be it basketball, be it hockey. We have this anticipation. You know, the fans, the viewers have been kind of slow on this series, because it's not one of the big market teams
right.
with one of the box office folk. Yet, these are the two best teams. And so here they are playing the Game 7. Our folks going to tune in. Our folks going to get with it tomorrow night. It's in prime time.
It's in Sunday night.
It's Sunday night.
And
you know what I mean?
And what's the baseball game tomorrow night? Unless that's, you know, big market. I don't think it's Dodgers and Red Sox or anything like that. But we can go and look at that. But anyway, it's going to be tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we will see. What happens? But get Caleb Sarts. He's coming up. Now, you would think that would be enough basketball, but no. And here's what we're going to be doing moving forward.
Yep.
There are certain guests that we get throughout the course of a season. So when you get to the summertime, spring and summer, you know we're going to regularly have Adam Alexander on.
Yep.
NASCAR's going.
Yep.
And we have Megan L. Hall on from time to time, but we thought, hang on a second. There is nobody that has the emotion in her voice about women's basketball.
And what's happening now?
I'm telling you. And then throw in some, you know, yada yada and did it is, you know, she throws in a lot of those. Then Noel. So separate from her Noel's world, which we will get at 9:40, we decided, why don't we just deputize Noel, and she will provide us when needed. Won't be necessarily every week, but she'll do our WNBA segment.
Okay.
Let us know what's what.
Okay.
And then when we get later on and college starts, it'll be just like a full-blown women's college basketball. I mean, a women's basketball segment. Because she'll talk about what's going on toward the end of the WNBA and what to look forward to in the upcoming season in college.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
You like that?
Absolutely.
Got to get her permission first, though. You told her that we're going to do that?
No.
Oh, okay. Somebody should tell her that she's doing another
segment. We'll find out when she gives us her good morning. When she gives us her good morning, we can... Right. To know that.
Well, that's coming up a little bit. Are you ready to let folks know what we've been thinking about all week?
Why not?
All right. Noel, please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
It's not necessarily my story of the week. I'm going to go first here and get this out of the way because it's really pretty basic. But I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I'm in a long line of people who can't wait for technology to take over balls and strike calls in Major League Baseball. These umps are getting out of hand. And their strike zone is you know the mirrors that make you look all wiggly and woggly?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They look like they're looking in the mirrors. I've had it. I've had it with this. So we have the technology. Just implement it. And I know it's coming, but I can't wait anymore. And this season has just been, and it ain't any particular, it's not just Braves games, it's not just the Sunday night games, not just the Tigers games I watch. It just seems like they know this is coming, and they decided that I don't care when they get behind home plate. Because I'm not talking about the bases. Those can regularly be changed, those calls. And I think they're used to that. But these balls and strikes, it makes you want to walk into traffic. With this.
Yep.
Home teams and for both teams. And again, I just
feel like... Who was the pitcher that was had the immaculate inning going? There was a pitcher this week that had the immaculate inning. He was going to have 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches. And there was a pitch that obviously was in the strike zone. Mm-hmm. And an umpire called it a ball.
You see what I'm saying?
And people with the, I forget who was calling the game.
Apoplectic, right?
They went ballistic. You know, it was the strike zone. It was a perfect strike. And so how rare is that, right? I didn't realize they called it an immaculate inning.
I didn't either.
It's called an immaculate inning.
That's pretty good.
You throw 9 pitches and you get 3 strikeouts. And this guy was 1 pitch away from getting
it. We need to find out when the last time that happened. That's pretty good.
But that's not my story of the week.
Oh, no, it's not mine either.
Oh, well,
I'll make mine quick.
All right.
It's the Braves sweeping the Mets.
Okay.
The Braves sweeping the Mets the way they did, given the fact that where they sit in the division and what we've been saying about these guys and just the whole anticipation of this series, and they go out there and sweep them. Boom, I'm done. That's
pivotal series?
Yeah. Okay. I don't normally do that because you know how I am about
free All-Star
game.
I know it. Right.
But given the fact that they are where they are, meaning the Braves, and they have to ascend just to become respectable, yeah, this was pretty good. And it's a confidence that they know with – the full team back. Strider looked good this week. Acuna's back this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, that's my story of the week.
All right. Mine is an event that we talked about, you know, when we were here on Juneteenth. We talked about rarely have sporting events that take place in this town that just tie up traffic. You give traffic reports. You talked about when Jordan came to town. There were traffic reports going on. We were talking about it Thursday because of FIFA World Cup, Club World Cup taking place, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and at Inter Miami, and Messi was in town. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to let you hear it rather than say it, but the crowd that showed up, they got their money's worth.
4-man wall to stop Leo Messi. It's Messi time. Messi! Yes, the best in the world.
They dropped the mic after that, man. That's what people came to see. Packed the place to see that, and they got their money's worth. They got to see him do it.
Two things.
Yeah.
One is that was brilliant. But it got me thinking, Did they use technology to keep that going, or is he some kind of trumpet player? Because, you know, trumpet players, they got that thing they do. They learn how to breathe circularly so they can keep blowing out. And they can just keep breathing through their nose and blowing out through their mouth. He must have had that because he held it for like 2 weeks, it seemed like.
But then they come out of there and says, best in the world.
They're best in the world.
More FIFA World Cup coming up tomorrow. Manchester City will be playing tomorrow evening at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That was good. That was so good. Take us out. And introduce who got coming up next. That's the boy.
All right. Hey, coming up next, folks. Tiger Woods in Augusta, but he wasn't playing golf, but he's making a big impact on the city. We're going to tell you about that when we're joined by Gabriel Stovall. We call him the Sports Radio. That's coming up next. It is Saturday morning. It is Sam. It is Greg and Noel, other side of the glass here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
They're listening right now, was singing along. If they weren't singing, they were mouthing it. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning. The longest day of the year. More daylight on June 21st than any other day of the year. Get your Christmas presents. Start buying them tomorrow. We're headed toward fall and the holidays. Quickly, we have found the list. And before we bring on our guest, and I'm sure he might have something to say about this, the list of people who have thrown an immaculate inning, which Sam brought up last segment, that is 9 pitches, 3 outs. You strike out everybody in that inning. You only use 9 pitches. That is called an immaculate inning. I didn't know that until Mr. Crenshaw brought it up. The last person to do it, in fact, there was one this year. And I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Cal Quantrill from the Marlins did it. I think he's either there or Tampa Bay. Let's see what team he plays for. They don't have that listed here. So he plays for the Marlins. He did it on May 18th. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
So I'm just doing this. I know we're working on I'm the guest, so I'm filling here. But, you know, some of the people who have done it, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just save some of the people. Well, there's a Braves pitcher who did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Chris Sale. He did it when he was with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Max Scherzer did it. But are you ready for this?
Yes.
The first person who did it. You want to know what his name was?
Who's that?
Clarkson.
Oh, you would like that.
John Clarkson.
Okay.
In 1889.
Yikes.
Bring our guest on.
All right.
What y'all talking about?
I know it. We promised you we're going to hear from Gabriel Stovall, and he is with us. Hadn't been with us in a while.
Yeah.
Of course, he's with WJBF-TV in Augusta. Keeps an eye on things down that way. Golf. We're going to talk some high school with him as well, things that's happening in our state. But there's a special guest in Augusta this week. Tiger Woods was in town, and I figured we'd check in with Gabriel to give us the lowdown on what's going on down that way. Gabriel, good morning. Welcome back to Saturday Mornings with Sam and Greg.
Hey.
What's up, Sam and Greg? Good to hear from y'all. I almost said good to see y'all, but good to hear from you. Yes.
Speaking of seeing anybody, did you get wind that Tiger was in town?
Well, you know, I didn't get wind immediately. I did hear about it pretty quickly, though, once, you know, kind of before everybody else started catching on. And so we realized that he was coming at some point, just didn't know it was going to be yesterday. But yeah, man, exciting for the golf fans in Augusta because, you know, he's got some work that he's doing down there, working to build the loop at the patch, that 9-hole course as part of the patch renovation out there. Talked about that back in Masters time. So he's there scoping it out. It's pretty exciting.
Tell us about this, and, you know, this is something that he's working in together with the Augusta National Golf Club to do, and it's also got an educational piece to it, right?
Absolutely, man. He has these different learning labs and things that he's done across the country. I think he's got them in 3 or 4 different places out in California, up in Philadelphia, So he's actually adding that piece as well. And again, that's one of those things that we talked about back during the Masters time in April. So the golf course is coming, but the partnership with Richmond County, with Richmond County Schools, to bring that learning lab, that state-of-the-art learning lab, into the inner city here in Augusta, man, that's right there. And I'm the sports guy and everything. Of course, we're excited about the golf and all of that, but just from a holistic impact on the community, that's the news right there. And I think the city of Augusta is rightfully excited about it.
Wow. See, so this is it. I was going to say what he just said. This is more about the sports aspect of it and what he's doing for the community, which means he's got to have community officials that are backing him and being a part of this venture.
Absolutely. You know, of course, like I said, Fred Ridley and Augusta National, sometimes people kind of give them an unfair rap. You know, of course, think about golf as kind of being like that high roll, all that kind of stuff. But National does a heck of a lot for the city of Augusta and especially for Richmond County. And so you got those individuals there that are partnering. And, of course, again, the partnership with Richmond County Board of Education County School System. They're actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the learning lab is actually going to go into a former school building that's been vacated. They're going to renovate that thing and just make it amazing. So, like you said, you can't do it. Of course, he's bringing the finances and his persona, but you can't do it without a cooperating community. And the city of Augusta and Augusta National, they're cooperating really well to make this happen.
That is Gabriel Stovall. We call him Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It sounds like Augusta is trying to create a bigger footprint in the state. In other words, change the perception, make it a place, a tourist attraction, if you will. I mean, whatever is going on there, it sounds conscious effort to change whatever it is that people feel about that part of the and that city. And is that a fair way to put it?
Oh, absolutely, man. Augusta has so much potential. I know sometimes people don't like to hear that because potential. What is potential? Potential is a starting place. I mean, you can't get to a if you don't have the potential to get there. And, you know, my wife, Shonda, she's president of the Richmond County School Board. And so every time we go to a place like Savannah or something, we see their riverfront. All we can think about is, man, this just reminds us of how much potential has. We got the same Savannah River flowing through the city, and now you've got leaders and the new, I guess we can't call it James Brown Arena right now. I don't know what
they're working on it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They're working on it, man, and the city, the community, really fighting hard to try to preserve that. But regardless of what they'll name it, of course, you got a brand new building that's coming there. There's a lot. Of course, with that comes some growing pains and some dissension and people not always seeing eye to eye. So you got to wrangle with that and you got to fight with that. But I absolutely see where people are really trying to push Augusta and just kind of shift the image and let folks understand this is not just an afterthought city over here on the east side of Georgia.
No, man, it's not an afterthought city. I know them. It's the good folks down in Augusta, folks. And we're talking with Gabriel Stovall.
You know it firsthand.
I know about that. We're talking with Gabriel Stovall. He is social. You can find him always at Gabriel C. Stovall, at Gabriel C. Stovall. Why are you laughing, Greg? Greg's over here laughing.
No, I'm just thinking about what he said a minute ago. And then he gave the title out, his wife's title.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this dude outpunted his coverage.
Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. I have no problem acknowledging that.
Yeah, Gabriel, we got mad respect for you. I mean, look at that. In fact, you want to change the name of that stadium by calling your wife.
Listen, I tell people all the time, for all the different things I do and stuff that's great, I am proud to not just be Gabriel. I'm proud to be Shonda's wife. I'll take that title anytime.
There you go.
He sleeps calmly at night.
He's scoring points. That's what he's doing on the radio this morning. That's what he's doing, talking to. Look, speaking of what's going we know you're down there. We're working with WJBF, and you're covering a lot of high school athletics and whatnot. And this is kind of like I won't say the off season because we got these 7-on-7 things, and I saw you going back and forth this week, attending some of those. Young people stay busy, but there's something that's changed with the GHSA and the transfer rule. And when we talk about the transfer proposal here in the Metro Atlanta area, people instantly think football. But when I think about it in the Augusta area, I think basketball, because the road to the state championship, for some reason in recent years, has gone through Augusta. If you want to get the state championship, somebody down in that end of the state is going to have something to say about it. What are your thoughts about the changes with the rule that are proposed?
Well, you know, it's definitely an attempt by the GHSA to say, hey, we're not, because, you know, I have in my journalism circles and stuff like this, we always have these conversations about how the things that happen in like pro sports, college sports trickle down to high school. Of course, the college transfer portal is all the rage now. Will they ever do anything like that in high school? And I say, yeah, if they do, GHSA is going to be probably one of the last ones to relent to it. They have made it clear that they want to make sure that transfers that are just willy-nilly don't happen with the same kind of ease as perhaps they've done before. And so, you know, they still have one more vote to ratify that thing that's supposed to come at some point in July. But Sam, you said it really well. Football in Atlanta, but basketball in Augusta. Of course, we've had tons of coaching changes all across the CSRA that have shook the foundations. And, of course, you know when that happens, that opens the floodgates for transfers to take place. Jerry Hunter, of course, who won three straight at Westside, he's up in Grovetown now. And, of course, you know, Grovetown, they're not too far away removed from a state championship in 6A
right.
Just a few years ago when Darren Douglas was still there. But here's what's happening. So people now are trying to move and transfer, and they're trying to get it in before this new deal gets ratified, because it's not going to be a retroactive thing. So let's say they vote this through in July, and it's effective August 1. Anything that's happening before that is not going to fall under this new, you know, this new policy. So it's an interesting time, especially, like I said, with all the coaching changes and the transfers that bring that about, and just watching all the motion and the action. They got to get it in now, because if that thing gets ratified in July, like it probably will, it's going to make it much, much more difficult to just kind of transfer at will.
Gabe, gone are the days when we just go to the power company, get a power bill, say, hey, here's our power bill. You got to do more than that. They're talking about going to the DMV, man, and getting your driver's license. We're going to get DMV involved in high school athletics in this state. Can you believe it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you go to WJBF.com and you kind of put in the search bar, you know, GHSA transfer, you'll see the article I did on it, and it lists some of the things. You got to completely vacate your previous residence, proof of all disconnected utilities. Every driver in the household has to show proof of the new address on their driver's license. Even with things like living with another parent, like you, there's so much proof. If you're putting your house up for sale or whatever, or breaking the lease on the contract, you've got to show copies of the deed. Like it's major. Now, the only thing I'm interested about, and I've been hearing other people kind of raise issue about it as well, is how, with this being as exhaustive as it is, how much can the GHSA really police this? Because, you know, GHSA, you got 457 member schools and, like, what, 13 of them? So how much will they be able to do it? And will it become a thing where it looks like maybe they're picking favorites and that kind of stuff? That's always a discussion. Yeah, man, it's going to be pretty intense when that kind of stuff, when it really ratifies in the next month like we expect it to.
I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on the athletic directors, but in time, we got to get ready to run it. I think it also puts pressure on the parents to make those moves sooner, maybe when they're in middle school. If you know you want your baby to be at a certain program, get moving in middle school. Don't wait till high school. So I think that's the other thing that happens with it, right? That's it.
Absolutely.
What you got for us tomorrow morning? We know you're busy tomorrow morning before you get on TV.
Well, tomorrow, man, you know what? I don't have to preach in the morning. I have a young man who is coming. He's a real sharp guy in Covington, Newton County area. He's coming to our church in Covington tomorrow morning for our Scholarship Sunday. We're going to honor and acknowledge all of the academic achievements and athletic achievements of the students that go to our church. So I'll be able to kind of take the day off from the pulpit. I'll be there, but I won't be the main man in charge. But I'm looking forward tomorrow, actually, we're getting back to Augusta and covering Cam Caminiti, the number one Atlanta Braves prospect. He'll be on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets tomorrow. I'm going to be looking forward to checking that out as well, man. So Sunday's going to be fun.
Yeah, you can watch him sitting there behind the guy preaching. He'd be looking at his phone.
He's not going to do that. Yeah. He's not going to do that, man.
I am the biggest preacher hype man you will ever know. A preacher that's preaching in front of my folks, they going to know that I'm supporting them. I'm going to shout back at them, man. So that's how it's going.
Hey, Gabriel, real quick before we let you go, who wins tomorrow night? NBA Finals, Game 7.
Oh, boy. My head says OKC, but my son wants the Pacers to win. He loves Halliburton, so I'm gonna ride with my son's choice. We're gonna say Indiana tomorrow.
Okay,
there we go. There we go.
Man. Hey, as always, don't be a stranger, man. We need to get you on more often.
Yes, sir. You know I'm down for it all the time. I love being with you guys.
Well, thanks for the time this morning, man. Always great
to get with you.
Hey,
say hello to your wife for us.
Yeah, the head of the school board.
Yeah, say hello to that title for us.
I'll do it.
Have yourself a wonderful rest of your day, man. Thank you. It's Gabriel Stone.
Y'all as well. Take care, guys.
There you go. The sports review. Get yourself over in Augusta, Georgia. Check out WJBF-TV.
That's where he's at.
He'll be looking clean on there. We're going to talk about these Braves coming up. Also, on the 9 o'clock hour, I want to remind you we're going to get not only back to these NBA Finals, but it is Noelle's world, which will be different than WNBA talk and her love of basketball. No telling what she got on her mind. It's Sam and Greg on this longest day of the year, June 21st. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 21st day of June. Longest day of the year. Longest day of daylight. No reaction on that, huh? Okay. Let's move on.
Well, it happens every year this time, right?
Just saying. Thought you had some. Oh, you know what? Shout out to, he was trying to help us out. Yeah, I'm knocking my mic thing all over here. For extra credit, who wrote that? Who did that song? Remember that theme to Miami Vice?
Hammer?
Yeah. Jan Hammer. That's close enough.
Yeah,
Hammer. Thank you to our listener, you know, Reese in real life. He was trying to help us out with that whole Immaculate Inning thing, but we had already found it. But he reached out there, so I want to give him a little shout out there. By the way, you can, you know, get cast with Greg, which, by the way, has the latest casting call for the week of June 23rd. And there's some stuff on there. There really is. And I don't normally do a casting call this early, and I'm not going to. But I will just tell you that the headline for this one, I'm stalling while I look real quick here, is, and I wrote it, I should know it, right? A block party. They got a big block party scene going on.
Okay.
Yes, right. And this is for, well, just go and look at it. Block party scene. They need those of you out there with a full sleeve or even a half a sleeve of tats on your arm. Tattoos only on your arm.
Okay.
Full sleeve, you know, all of that. And also they need soccer and baseball players this week. So I'll do a full casting call coming up later on in the show. We got to talk baseball right now, but I got to do something first.
Okay.
Because I mentioned this last week, and we have mentioned this guy on a regular basis when it comes to the little components that have made this season, last year too, with the Braves just a little different because this voice is missing. And I'm talking about Ron Washington. Did you hear the news this past week? He's out indefinitely. The Angels were playing in New York.
Okay.
And he was experiencing some chest pains. And the doctors in New York cleared him to fly back with the Angels. But he is out indefinitely. They don't have no other word on that.
Mm.
But, yeah, he had underwent a series of medical tests yesterday.
Okay.
But, you know. That's our man here, Ron. Yeah, 73 years old.
Okay.
And
okay.
He just got Mike Trout back.
Yeah.
You know, with the Angels.
They're playing good ball.
You gotta think about what this dude, you know, he took that job, and the next thing you know, Ohtani goes with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know who it reminded me of, right? Bobby Petino.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't do it, Bobby Petino.
Yeah.
Bobby Petino came here to coach Mike Vick, and
once that was off the table.
Exactly. Yeah, there were memos left in the lockers. Ron stuck around for that. But anyway, little prayers directed toward our man Ron Washington, if you could please. So, anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This Braves, we came back with a little Miami Vice there, thinking about this team that is just like a pebble in the shoe for the Braves, right?
6-2 Marlins beat the Braves last night. And we talked earlier, you know, you got the young pitcher that goes out there and starts for you, Fuentes. He goes 5 full innings. And you got to think, with a game like this, that's probably the plan. You know, you're going to bring this young pitcher up. You're going to pitch him against this team. And, you know, unless he just goes out there and just totally bombs, you're going to let him get a few innings in.
Exactly.
You know,
I think they did the great – and he looked impressive once he got – you know, I think that first strikeout, and he seemed to settle down, and you could see a little bit of confidence coming in him. Now, again, he's facing major league batters who are going to make the adjustments. This ain't, you know, up in Gwinnett.
Right.
And so even if it is the Marlins, you know, they're going to make adjustments. And they came at him a little bit, but I think he'll be all the better next time he gets out there.
That's the thing. And that's, you know, when you pitch a game like this, and, you know, Brian Snitker, I'm sure, would tell and probably echo that after the game last night, that, hey, we knew we were going to put this guy out there. We're going to let him get, you know, chance to see if he got in some little trouble spots, how he worked his way out of them, and really be patient with him. And so, you know, the Braves fall after the sweep of the series with the Mets. Now let's get on and let's win this series. We got Grant Holmes going today at 4 o'clock. Let's see if they can back into the win column and, you know, continue to get things going in the right direction with this baseball team. it's been quite a week. To sweep the Mets was better than I think a lot of people.
That was my story of the week,
man. You know
what
I mean? Absolutely.
And now they're looking up at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia ain't scaring nobody, at least to this point. But we talked to Mark Simon the other day, and he was wondering too. A lot of people are like, well, what's going on with this team? And they're shaking their head. But much like the Braves, they get healthy, they get it together. Either one of these teams could be jockeying for that first position. But we had a really good week. The Braves had a really good week.
Everybody's hitting. Last night we got hits for everybody, man. Everybody got hits. Ozuna, Murphy, everybody's hitting last night. Harris, you know, Acuna. So, I mean, you know, we the bats are going. You're getting the ball. You know, you get some opportunities to get some runs on the board. They're doing that. And, you know, you want that type thing to continue. Also, the defensive effort. You want those things to continue as well for this baseball team as they continue, because you're getting ready after this Miami series. You know, you're going to get some real stern tests that are coming up in the not-too-distant future for this baseball team.
A kid's father, like I said, caught a foul ball off him in the first inning. And then his I think it was his cousin or somebody like that next to him, got the next foul ball.
Yeah.
And the first time at a stadium.
What are the chances of that, right?
Sitting next to a guy, and both of you catch a foul ball. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're going to see that. But Braves are here 4-10. Today, 1:40 tomorrow, and then off to New York for 4 games.
Now, what do you think that's going to look like? We don't know, but what is that going to look like given what the Mets just went through?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great stuff. You got Schwellenbach that's going to go in the first game. Sale goes in the second game, and Strider goes in the third. Those games, and then of course, you know, that's it. And then they got Philadelphia coming up after that. So that's you know, but on the road for 4 games in New York, that is really big. And
I'm looking at
considering what happened here this week.
That's what I'm saying.
Is even bigger, right?
There's going to be a lot of inside pitches.
You think so?
I absolutely believe so.
Why?
Because they want to get these Braves uncomfortable in the batter's box. That's just one thing. I mean, they can't do it obviously for 27 outs, but they can make a point of utilizing all sides of the plate. I'll put it that way. And given what we started off talking about in these umps and how they're calling balls and strikes, I just feel like there's going to – let's wait and see. But I'm just saying, I think there's going to be a lot of inside pitches going on. I don't know that this is going to be like the Dodgers and the Padres.
Yeah.
But –
you had some of that going on out
well,
there.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. If it's going to be a rivalry and there's going to be a beef, it'll be between Braves and Mets, Braves and Phillies. And Philadelphia didn't seem to be at least – on our radar right now. I mean, we're going to play them here soon, but I think the Mets going into this next series with the Braves, they just might have a sour taste in their mouth still from their time here in Atlanta.
Just maybe.
Yeah, I'm just speculating.
Maybe.
I'm trying to make it a little bit more exciting. Just he's, oh, I got to watch for this. So I'm just, you know, just wait and see and hope that something happens. Hey, man, I didn't have Noel. If I was paying attention, I'd have had Noel cue this up. But today was the day of one of the most famous speeches in baseball history. Lou Gehrig retired.
Oh, man.
And if you've not heard that, yeah. A, and you're any kind of baseball fan, you should be ashamed. You need to go listen to that. But Lou Gehrig, and don't tell, I'm not going to do the stupid joke either, yeah. You know. But he was diagnosed with his condition and had to shut it down. And him getting out there at Yankee Stadium, you know, remember the year this was?
Man, that's back there.
The only I don't remember, but I do remember for this reason. And it was said to me in some way, and it's stuck. It's the same year as The Wizard of Oz came out and Gone with the Wind.
So that's how you remember.
That's how I remember.
Okay.
So 1939.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, he made the announcement and retired from baseball. That happened. Here's the other thing, and we'll bring it up to a little current times. The 1985 Heisman Trophy winner was 1985 college Heisman Trophy winner that year on this, well, actually today, signed to play baseball. And that was Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
Okay. 3-year deal with the Royals.
Okay.
Signed that on this date in 86 after winning the Heisman in 85.
Yeah. We headed for All-Star Weekend. It's coming up soon, and people are getting ready out in the battery. Got a new – that had a soft launch of a new place. That
a
we
soft
got several
lunch or launch?
Soft launch.
Launch, okay.
Last night. A friend of mine actually went out to Walk-Ons at the battery.
Oh, yeah.
This is the new place, Drew Brees' place.
Well, there's a Walk-Ons – it's like a sports bar?
Yeah.
They got one in West Cobb.
It's Drew Brees' place.
Okay, so this is, he got a, he's a franchise.
Thank
a
you. That was very good information that I needed personally.
See, now you didn't upset Noel.
But go they ahead. Got, but of course, if you're going to put something in the battery, you're going to open it in time for the All-Star game, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, it was unofficial. My friend of mine went over there and said, you know, people invited him to come on over. And it's that the line and everything to get in the place was ridiculous last night because they were just giving away the food. You had to buy your drinks, but they were giving away the food just to get people to come in. And so, but I think it officially opens either today or, you know, this weekend.
I don't know if that was a good idea the way you put that out there.
What's that? There's Drew Brees' place.
If we were somewhere else but not in Atlanta, folks ain't happy to hear about it. Look what you did to our producer.
What?
She's cussing and spitting.
I mean, I'm good. That just gave me an opportunity to make the right personal choice for myself.
Now, see, she's coming out with deep statements because you wouldn't say that.
I'm just saying.
No,
right?
You don't need to be telling people in Atlanta about a New Orleans Saint or ex-New Orleans Saint opening up a business here. They don't want to hear that. You should know that. You've been following
it.
You've been covering the team longer than me.
What's
that
about baseball? He's not putting it down Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It don't make a difference.
If it was about Mercedes-Benz Stadium, now we really have a problem down there.
But
he's going to be out of the battery.
You put his name in your mouth and then mention that team.
There he is.
No matter where it is.
He did try to slide that one in.
He did.
Slide that one in the battery, though. I see you, Drew Brees. I see.
We now know. Thank you, Sam. So we just walk right past that and get us something else. Where's the yard? Where's it? The yard.
What's that?
The other restaurant down. Yard House.
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right past that one, go to the Yard House.
That's it. That's there, but that's his place. Speaking of All-Star Weekend, the managers were named for the third annual HBCU Swingman Classic, and that happens on that Friday, July 11th of All-Star Weekend. And the managers are Brian Jordan.
Okay.
And David Justice.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we got some folks.
David Justice in a minute.
We got folks gonna be around town for this. Of course, some special guests will be honorary VIPs, including Hall of Famer and HBO alum, Florida A&M Rattler Andre Dawson, will be here. So I mean, Andre Dawson will be around. Of course, Ralph Garr, being a Grambling man, will be around as well. So it's gonna be a lot of people. Ken Griffey Jr. has been a big part of driving this Swingman Classic that's in his third year. So he's been a big ball with
you
that.
You know, every time you mention Ralph Garr, I'm gonna laugh. He just makes me smile, and of course I think about our interview with him.
Oh yeah. Yeah, think about that.
And then you mentioned the Hawk. But I got a question, and I'm gonna bring Noel in here for this.
Yeah, man.
And you can't answer this.
I can't.
You can't. You got nothing to do with this. You know where I grew up, and you know where my allegiance is when it comes to, you know, my first basketball team love. And, of course, it's them guys who played in the Madhouse on Madison. Mm-hmm. So I cannot stand the Detroit Pistons. Hate them with a passion. Any Bulls fan does, all right? But for some reason, I don't have that kind of angst, and I'm not the only one, toward Joe Dumars. Joe Dumars seems to get kind of a pass when it comes to that Bad Boys team. He just does. So my question to Noel is Drew Brees that New Orleans Saint that might get a pass, or is there one that you give a little bit of pass to that's from the Saints, being the Falcons?
I don't know if any of them get a pass.
Yeah,
I take that back.
I was just going to say there might be one, but let's see if that's who you say it is. He's working on something right now here.
Who's my dad?
Peyton Manning's dad. That's about it.
Well, he was running for his
my
life.
My dad, yeah, exactly. Okay. They didn't win anything.
Archie Manning
he's running for his life the whole time.
They didn't win anything,
there.
and he gave me entertaining children. That's about it. They didn't win anything, so I have nothing to care about. They had paper bags over their heads, and I got entertaining children out of it. So that's the only one. But Drew Brees, no, he's the one that's absolutely not an exception.
Okay. I wanted to know that. See, I'm numb to this rivalry. I didn't grow up here. So,
You know how many other players and quarterbacks got crucified for taking all the money and not being able to create a team around them? But not Drew Brees. Oh, no. He got to hold out for the money after the Super Bowl. Yeah, I remember.
Ooh.
Okay.
I got
another rivalry, and I feel that way about I feel exactly that way about
you bringing smoke this morning now. All right.
You said the magic words.
Yeah.
And you know, in the Sierra song, Ride, when Ludacris says, call me something, something, I throw it in. I don't even say the name because the name is Drew Brees. I don't even say the name. I replace it.
That angst that she has toward
Let me tell you.
I have it.
It's real.
I have it toward the Packers.
It's real.
So it's the same thing.
Oh, that was my dad, too, with the Packers. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. Well, he was Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, exactly.
I was Bears, though.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Still same existence.
But everybody aims at the Packers.
Yeah.
But I do. I give Joe Dumars a little pass for that. It was almost like he was drafted into that team.
Almost like he was just going along with the ride.
Exactly.
Like, all right, well, that's what we're doing.
And then when
it looked like it hurt.
And then when he went and did it, and his father died, he found, they kept effort. So I got a little soft spot for Joe.
Yeah. I can see that.
Other than that, the rest of them go pile sand.
Exactly. How it should be.
See.
You don't have that with a basketball team? Growing up with the Hawks, who's that team?
That
you will never give anybody connected with that organization love.
Well, the entire Boston Celtics, really. But the one who always rubbed me the absolute wrong way was Marcus Smart in that green hair.
When he came. He was pushing and punching people in college, too.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What was that he played? I remember him going into the stands in college.
Is that Oklahoma State?
Something like that.
Yep.
But okay. So Boston is for you. Yeah. Boston to you is what Pistons are to me.
And my dad's hated player, he hated Chris Paul. Absolutely hated Chris Paul. Since Wake Forest. Absolutely couldn't stand Chris Paul.
We're going back a ways. Wake Forest. Yikes.
ACC rivalry.
Yeah, all right, man.
Well, as long as we got that, we feel better now. We got that off our chest. Been very therapeutic in this 8 o'clock hour. Moving to the 9 o'clock hour. You got a special guest coming up top of the hour, Mr. Crenshaw.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got a special event coming up in town in a week. Howard University golf team is going to be in town. Got something special I want people to know about. Their coach, Sam Perrier, is going to join us next, as we continue into the 9 o'clock hour on this Saturday morning. It is Sam, it is Greg, and Noel, other side of the glass. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.